Well, here, no, I think what we're about to what we're going to say is an appropriate ending for the Masechta. The Gemara here on Chaf Ches at the end of Masechta Smor Katan says Rav Ashi is chizay le b'shukei. Rav Ashi saw the Malachim Avos in the Shuk. Amar le itzrach li itzlas in yom and give me 30 days. V'hadri le Talmud so I can chazer my learning. Also, because I know that you say in Shemayim, Asher mi Shabalakan, v'talmudu b'yado, praiseworthy is the one who comes here to the Olam Haba, to Olam HaMS, and his learning is in his hand, who has his learning, he's chazara properly. So I want to discuss, just right now, the inyan of chazara, of reviewing our learning. It's appropriate since we just finished Masechta, in the Torah of the Maharal. The Maharal of Prague often refers to the importance of chazara. And he has two beautiful pieces. One is in the Nesivas HaTorah, in the Nesivas Olam and Nesivas HaTorah in Parakeh. The Maharal wrote two works on Limud HaTorah. The major work is Tiferes Yisrael, 70 chapters about the glory, the kavod, the beauty of Limud HaTorah. But in the Nesivas Olam, in the Nesiv HaTorah, that is how to learn. He gives you hadrachah and the best way to learn. Not the beauty of Torah, but practical amaisa ideas about Limud HaTorah. So in the beginning of Parakeh, he discusses Chazara. And he quotes the Gemara in Erev in Anudal Amabez. It cites the Pasuk in Mishle Yud Beis, which teaches us that someone who learns a lot without Chazara will never remember it, and he's a Ramai, he's a trickster. That's what the Gemara in Erev says. So the Maharal explains, why is he a trickster? Because he wants to show off what he knows and how much he learns. And he says, such a person will never be able to cook the chicken he bought. Meaning, it's nice that you learned, and you spent all this time doing daf this and daf that, but if you don't go back and learn, then you're not going to be left with anything at the end of the day when you need to know it. And he says, the bird will fly away. It's going to leave us. And this is what the Gemara says. And the Maharal explains that the Torah is like a bird that can fly away easily. The Torah is elusive and something that is head and shoulders above us. The Torah is lamala. It's above what we can comprehend. And it's something that is a bird that's above us that we can't really catch. We're trying to hold on to the Torah. We're trying to comprehend, you know, the intellect, the das, the ratzon Hashem, and it's something that's above us that we're trying to make ours. It's always Devar Hashem and always above you, and therefore it needs a lot of tricks, a lot of effort to hold on to the Torah. That's what the Maharal says. You have to chazer and go back and again to hold on to it. In the biography of Rav Meir Simcha Advinz, the Meshech Chachma, so in Maran Rabbeinu Simcha HaKohen on page 231, it records that a woman once came to Rav Meir Simcha with a chicken. And at that moment, Rav Meir Simcha was holding a giant Vilna Shas, this old printing, old Chassam Shas, a giant Vilna Shas in one arm, while he was in the middle of discussing Divrei Torah with another rabbi. They were both holding up this Gemara. And he closed the Gemara, and he held it under one arm with his finger in place, keeping the place in the Gemara, while he's looking at this chicken in his other arm. So the visitor, the other rabbi, asked Rav Meir Simcha, why don't you put the Gemara down and look at the chicken? So Rav Meir Simcha responded with bewilderment. He says, it's a pasuk in Mishle. Hisayef einecha bo einenu. The Torah is like a bird. If you put it down for a second, it will fly away, and you won't be able to hold on to it. If you don't hold on to your Torah, you don't chazer, you don't review, you don't go back again to hold on to that Torah, the Torah is going to fly away, you won't have it. And Gadol Yisrael always want to know how they can make sure that the Torah won't run away. What tricks, writing it down, reviewing, whatever it takes, to make sure the Torah stays with you. And if there's no plan to remember it, then you're not going to remember your learning at all at the end of the day. Rav Sheshes in that Gemara in Erevin continues, and he says that such a person is a shota. He's a fool. If a person doesn't hold on to a bird and it flies away, how do you get a bird to stay still, says Rav Sheshes? You break the wings. You clip the wings for the bird to stay still. So the Maharal explains, what does that mean? You clip the wings and the bird will stay still. What does that have to do with Limud HaTorah? So the Maharal says, the word gores, like girsa, to learn, also means to be mishaber, to break. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Kuf Yates, garsa nafshi, my soul breaks. So why is the lashon of girsa, learning, related to the word girsa, legros, to break? The Maharal explains, you have to break our learning into pieces, small chunks at a time, reviewing a little bit, reviewing a little bit, reviewing a little bit, and that's how you get the bird to stay. You clip the wings of the bird, you break the wings so it stays, so too you have to break the Torah into pieces and to chazer and review and to digest it in small pieces. The Gemara then quotes Rava, who says that if you learn a lot at one time, you don't chaz, you're not going to retain it. And if you learn a little bit at a time and you chaz, you will end up with a lot. And Rava noted that the Rabbanan know that this is the correct way to learn. But why don't rabbis do this? How come Tamil Chacham don't chaz enough? Because they love Torah so much. And you swallow something in large quantities. If you love chalk, you don't have little pieces of chalk here and there. You have a lot of chalk at once. And therefore, we love Torah so much, unfortunately, we get caught in this mistake. We love learning Torah, and we want to do something new, and more, and different, and exciting, another vort, another gushmakamar, another chavrusa, another shir, and we don't chazar, because we love learning Torah so much that we don't have the chance to break it up into the small pieces. And then it concludes, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that he followed the advice of learning slowly with chazara, and he remembered his learning at the end of the day. The union of Chazar is certainly important, and obviously we're before the time of Daf Yomi, so Tzarachian, again, on Daf Yomi, why Daf Yomi is an effective way of learning, because it's very hard to remember. They tell the story that Rav Huttner caught a bachar learning Daf Yomi in the middle of Second Seder in Chaim Berlin. And so Rav Huttner told the bachar it's not correct, because Zman Torah L'chud, Zman Tefillah L'chud. There's time to learn, it's time to daven, and you're davening up the daf. Learning Daf Yomi, you're daffing it up. That's not Limud HaTorah. You're just doing it quickly and not getting anything out of it at the end of the day. They say also that Rav Huttner would say that you don't grow when you eat, you grow from what you digest. You have to digest the Torah, it has to sit with you. That's a inside, that's what you grow from. And in the Pachad, in the Sefer Zikara, Lamaran Pachad Yitzchak, the Sefer Zikara, they wrote the name for Rav Huttner. So they bring in the beginning that Rav Huttner felt that a person doesn't become great from learning. You become great from chazara, from going back again and reviewing. And a person who doesn't have the patience for chazara, says Rav Huttner, will never amount to anything in their learning. So the Maral, in the Drush al HaTorah, the Drush he gave regarding Limud HaTorah, quotes the Koheles Rabba Perek Test. The Koheles Rabba says, Zivdi ben Levi have a mischamed lemechme apuid Rav Yeshu ben Levi. Rav Zivdi ben Levi wanted to be with Rav Yeshu ben Levi. Ischamed le bechalme. And Rav Yeshu ben Levi appeared to him in a dream. He saw people whose faces were shining and standing up and looking forward and proud, and people whose faces were down and looking at the bottom and not with their faces upwards. So he said, Amar le mahu de kedin, what's going on over here? How can the people look different here? Amar lo, elu shel pneim zekufos tamudam biyadam. The people who stand with their face up, tamudam biyadam, their learning is in their hand. Elu shel pneim nemuchos, those people who are their faces are down, ain't Talmud B'yado, and their learning is not in their hand. So the Maral explains that those who are Talmud B'yado, and they're not embarrassed to stand within the domain of the Neshamas HaKadoshos that have left the body. He says, these people are standing in Olam Haba, they're not embarrassed because they're with the holy Neshamas, and they're not embarrassed because the learning is with them. Because those who are Talmud B'yado, those who retain their learning and remember it, have reached their potential, like these Neshamas. They're with the Neshamas of Tzadikim. They're with their potential. Those who are not Talmud B'yado, those people who have not remembered their learning, are still connected to their guf, and therefore they're ashamed to stand with these holy neshamas in the next world. And he explains that the face, the union of the panim, the face, is a representation of the person, and through it he can be recognized. When you see a person's face, you recognize who they are. The face is a sign of the metzias, the reality of the person. The face is what the person is, what I see, it's what I recognize, it's how I relate to that person. And therefore, if someone is Pneihem Zekufos, it shows that they are Bishlemos, they are as they are. I see them for what they truly represent, because their face is being exposed, and therefore that's Talmud B'yado, they reach their potential. They're showing their face, they're showing what they truly are. But if their faces are down, it indicates that their Torah is not with them. And the Maral writes, I'll just quote in his language, he says, "B'shelo hotziu l'pal yedei chazarasim tamid." They have not brought out the potential of what through their chazara. V'heim misyachsim u'mechubarim b'mahusam. They are still al chomrei she'eno rak b'koach. Without chazara, they're still within their potential. They have not actualized what they're capable of, and therefore they're not showing their face. Avamish shemisharaso iso. A person whose Torah is with him, says the Maral, who sichli v'haseichel hu befal b'yadua. He has attained his perfect intellect. He shows his face to show his reality, his metzias of what he has attained, and how he really is as a human being. So, we should be zocha to finish many more mesachos and chazar them as well, and remember our learning.